In a lab on the Iowa State University campus in Ames, Qilan Chen loads tiny vials containing soil samples into a machine.
It's a power laser. It's somehow smash all the samples, like tissue. And
homogenizes biological tissue to release its DNA.
And that's Gwyn Beatty, a microbiology and plant pathology professor. Beatty studies bacteria. We all know that bacteria and viruses can hurt crops. But among the billions in the soil, many can actually help. And those are the ones Beatty and her colleagues around the world are hoping to cultivate. The goal is lofty. They recently authored a report titled, How Microbes Can Help Feed the World. Advances in genetics, the same ones used in medicine, are making it possible.
The idea is if you sequence the genome of a microbe that's beneficial, there are clues in there as to how it's doing its good deeds.
For example, researchers know that rhizobia bacteria help soybeans get nitrogen from the soil. Now they can describe the complexities of that relationship.
Once they both recognize the presence of each other, it's like a key has been put in the door, and this unlocks a process that unfolds that even involves the plant literally laying down cell wall material and a tunnel for the bacterium to come into the plant. It's that sophisticated.
Beatty says understanding at that level of detail could lead eventually to specific suggestions for farmers. Here's the big question.
How do you grow your beneficial bacterial garden?
She's hoping that the microbes themselves may eventually lead her to crop rotation recommendations for farmers seeking to nurture soil health and gain productivity. Those discoveries are likely to be well received. At a recent agriculture conference in Des Moines, Rick Bednarik, Iowa's state soil conservationist, urged farmers and landowners to do more to recognize and respect their microbes.
I have some styrofoam balls down there, and we have silly string.
In this demonstration about tilling, styrofoam balls represent different sized particles in the soil, and silly string mimics a helpful fungus. Volunteers spray the string that then sticks the balls to each other, creating an odd-shaped sculpture. Then, Bednarik asks, what happens when you start tilling? And he whacks the precarious pile of foam balls.
You just destroyed it.
His message? The soil environment is fragile and vital. Some agricultural science companies already bring microbes to market. BASF makes bacteria-based products that exploit the soybean-rhizobia connection. BASF's Mark Howison says as academic researchers advance the study of microbes, companies like his can push new tools onto the landscape.
If you think about what they're very good at, it's very discovery, right? And finding new ideas and being very close to farmers and understanding what the challenges are. And that if you look at a company like BASF, we're very good at development and commercialization.
The more farmers can make use of good microbes, the less they'll need fertilizers and other chemicals. But it could take a while. Although Beatty is thrilled this machine can run 24 soil samples at once, that's just a very small piece of the puzzle.
This is the poster child for big data in many ways because every single sample has billions of different organisms present in it, and you need to have a lot of samples to answer any kind of question about agriculture.
Her equipment will keep spinning samples as she contributes to the American Academy of Microbiology's goal of reducing chemical inputs by 20% and increasing yields by 20% in the next 20 years. A tall order for those tiny critters. I'm Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.